In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the Sunday of the Veneration of the Holy Cross, and we find ourselves at the midway point of Lent. This is the third Sunday in Great Lent. As we said at the beginning, Lent can be considered to be like a journey. It's a journey that we're on, and as with any journey, sometimes we need to take stock of where we are. And as we said, if we think of Lent as a journey, we need to check the map, we need to check the compass, and see where we are and where we are going. And in this case, the cross is offered to us as a signpost. It's kind of like a sign showing where our pathway is. And that pathway leads straight to Jerusalem, to the passion of our Lord, and ultimately to victory over death, the resurrection, the miracle of the empty tomb, and the eternal joy of the kingdom. And the cross is also offered for us as a respite. It is a time, and particularly during Lent, this is a time when we're going to start to feel tired. We're going to be worn down by the effort we're putting into it. We may feel forsaken, and especially during this particular time of threat and isolation, maybe we feel more afraid and alone than usual. But the cross is offered for us exactly now, kind of like a shade tree in the desert. And this is what the Synaxarian for the feast reminds us. The cross is like a place of rest and refreshment. It's a place where we see the promise of Christ offered to us. It's offered to us for sustenance, to bolster our faith, and to strengthen our resolve. And the cross is also a symbol of victory. It's considered like a sign or a banner. As the hymns of the church for the feast reminds us, the cross is specifically the life-bearing, life-creating cross. It's a bright paradise, unconquerable weapon, the unbroken stronghold. It's the triumph of Christians and might of the church, through which death and corruption have been banished. The cross is the protection of the faithful, and unlike the tree of old through which Adam and Eve fell away from divine glory and into envy and sin, this most precious and life-creating cross draws us toward the kingdom, and its fruit offers incorruption. As the hymn tells us, we are restored again to Eden, having received great mercy. So on this day, I pray that we all take the time to pray the Typica service from our homes, and that we are attentive to the epistle and gospel readings that the Holy Church has appointed for the day for us to read. In the reading taken from the epistle to the Hebrews, we see the image of Christ as the high priest. He is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, thus revealing both his humanity and his divinity. He who offers and is offered, he who receives and is received, the true nature of his sacrifice on our behalf is revealed to us. And in the gospel reading from St. Mark, we hear the words of Christ himself as high priest. He says, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus emphasizes two things here. First, we must deny ourselves. We have to allow ourselves to diminish, kind of like St. John the Forerunner would decrease as the Lord increased. So we are called to do these things, to diminish ourselves in order to follow him. And during Lent, this is a time specifically set aside for such diminishment, through prayer, through fasting, through almsgiving, through the special efforts that we are making. And specifically and especially now, we are called both by faith and by circumstance to deny ourselves many things that we often take for granted, even assembling in worship and making the space in our hearts for Christ, and to redouble our faith and trust in him, and to grow in solidarity with our Lord and with each other. This is a call to love, not to fear or anxiety, no matter what the world throws at us. And the second thing Jesus emphasizes here, and which this special day commemorates, is that it is only by his cross that we are saved. It is only by his cross that we have the strength and the grace and the ability to take up our own cross, whatever it may be. And it is only by his cross that we find meaning and even joy in the sadness of our own cross. So his victory becomes our victory. The light that shines forth from the empty tomb illumines our hearts. The joy of the kingdom becomes our joy. Let us then, on this day, take the time to venerate the precious cross of our Lord, to bow down before it, to worship the good and loving God, the author and the source of life. And let us give thanks for all things and glorify God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. God bless you all.